सर्वभूतस्थमात्मानं सर्वभूतानि चात्मनि ईक्षते योगयुक्तात्मा सर्वत्र समदर्शनः. 6.29 Bhagavad-gita. Krishna is talking about the vision that is acquired by the serious practitioner of yoga, who is now come towards the summit of yoga, who is now has risen from the level of being a seeker to becoming a seer. So Krishna states over here that such a yogi, what happens? Sarvabhutasthamatmanam. So yogi sees, situated in all living beings. Sarvabhutasthamatmanam. Sarvabhutastham. In all living beings, yogi sees that same one supreme being, that same super soul situated. And then sarvabhutani chatmani. And the yogi also sees all living beings situated in that one supreme being. Ikshate yoga yuktatma. Ikshate sees. Ikshate is a very specific word with aksha, eyes, as one of its formative, as its central formative word. So it is talking about seeing. Ikshate yoga yuktatma. This is how the yoga yuktatma, the yogi, the soul who is situated in, who is properly situated in yoga, sarvatra samadarshanaha, sarvatra samadarshanaha, seeing sama, is seeing sameness everywhere. So now, what this means is, in this world, when we look at things, we see so much variety. You may see variety in colors, so this is red and this is blue and this is black. And we may see variety in shapes and forms and tastes and smells and other such sensory perceptions. And because of this variety, we get captivated. And we think that some new forms will make me happy. And therefore, we keep pursuing new forms without thinking that maybe happiness will come in something different entirely. I need not realizing that the variety of forms that we see in this world are all permutations and combinations of the sense of the three modes. Just like we may see varieties of illusions on a TV screen or in a movie theater on the screen, but they are all combinations of the three primary colors. And there are no real objects present there. There is only our perception that creates the illusion of pleasure. So in our case, in the case of material existence, yes, the objects are there. Sense objects are there. And if I see a delicious mango, the mango is there. But the variety creates the anticipation, the hope that we are going to get a lot of pleasure. And the pleasure that is actually there is very little. And thus, but we don't realize, and that's why we keep chasing after newer and newer objects. If one object doesn't give me pleasure, we go to the next object and the next object. And this way, our perception stays caught in illusion. But if you want to go beyond this illusion, then samatvam. Sama. Sarvatra samadarshanaha. When we see a vision of oneness everywhere, that means we see, oh, there may be this bewildering variety of forms all around, but none of these forms are substantial. None of these forms are going to give me happiness. I need to go beyond these forms. And with this understanding, when the yogi is able to see everything, all the variety of forms with equal vision, then the yogi's vision can go beyond these forms to the spiritual substance. So, by detachment, there is the perception of sameness at the material level. And then the vision penetrates beyond the material to the underlying spiritual substance. So this penetration happens first through intellectual perception and then afterwards through spiritual realization. The soul also has eyes. And by progressive yoga practice, the soul's spiritual eyes become awakened. And with those spiritual eyes when the soul sees, then that perception is not just a matter of conceptualization according to a particular school of thought, but it is a realization of the underlying nature of truth, which one is able to pursue by purification. So what is the underlying nature of truth? That is mentioned here, sarvabhutastham atmanam sarvabhutani chatmani, that there is one supreme being who is situated in all living beings and in whom all beings are situated, all living beings are situated. So this is the inconceivable nature of the Lord, that he is inside everything and everything is inside him. Now, how is this possible? That is by understanding that God has many various manifestations. So, in his form as Kshirodaksha Vishnu, in his form as a super soul, he is inside all living beings. And in his form as Mahavishnu, from whom all existences are emanating, all the universes are inside him. So this vision is what the yogi acquires by progressive purification. The previous verse described how the yogi has perceived spiritual truth. And just the perception that there is a spiritual reality beyond the material reality. That spiritual reality is Sachitananda, and I belong to that spiritual reality. I am Sachitananda. That also brings happiness. But going beyond this perception of generic spiritual reality to the perception of the specific supreme spiritual reality, that is the supreme controller, the supreme Lord, that brings a greater level of ecstasy. And Krishna is talking about that perception over here. So, say 27, 28, they talked about Brahman, perception of spiritual reality at the Brahman level. This 29 talks about perception of spiritual reality at the Paramatma level. And 30th will talk about perception of spiritual reality at Bhagwan level. And 31st will state that perceptions at 29 and 30th are the same. In this way, Krishna is going to say that the progressive levels of realization don't mean that one is wrong and the other is right, but they are all, they are one. That it is Krishna who is present in the hearts of everyone, and it is Krishna who is present in front of Arjuna also, in his personal manifestation. So at this stage, Krishna says how this mystical vision that God is inside everything and everything is inside God is perceived, is relished by the yogi who is closing in on the summit of perfection. Thank you.